A new report shows around 200 French nationals travelled to Syria in the past year to join foreign-backed insurgency in that country. French daily Le Monde says many of these French nationals are fighting alongside militant groups like the Al-Qaeda linked al-Nusra Front. The newspaper is citing figures from the country's security services and says dozens of these militants have already returned to France. It says Paris is worried about the risk of attacks by those returning home from Syria. Damascus has long accused the West and some of its regional backers of recruiting militants and helping them with funds and weapons to carry out attacks in Syria. Syrian President Bashar Assad has in the past said that militants from 29 different countries are fighting in Syria. Let's go to New York and talk to Caleb Maupin with the International Action Center. Welcome to the program, sir. Mr. Maupin, how much of a concern is it for France that these terrorists will become a threat to the security of the French mainland?
Well, judging from the actions of these so-called Syrian rebels and the kind of crimes they've committed against the Syrian people, I can see why anyone would be concerned about them coming into their country. But, you know, it must be particularly insulting for the people of Syria to have France meddling in their affairs when France has a whole history as a colonizer, as a colonial exploiter of the people of Syria until the people of Syria rose up and drove the French out. France shouldn't be meddling in the affairs of Syria. They owe the people of Syria reparations for the crimes that they committed against them during the period in which they were colonially exploiting them. They shouldn't be meddling in their affairs. They should be paying them reparations.
I mean, what's your opinion about Hezbollah's move to intervene to save the city of Qusair from falling into the hands of the insurgents? I mean, in other words, how much will the presence and intervention of Hezbollah change the equation in Syria?
All progressive-minded people should be concerned about stopping what's happening in Syria right now. The West is trying to destabilize and overthrow a government. It's not because that government did something that people in the West don't approve of. It did something the Wall Street banks and the corporations didn't like. It stood up for the people of Syria. It flows the revolution that drove out the French. It carries on some of the anti-imperialist traditions of that revolution, trying to build an independent economy that would serve the Syrian people rather than serving the Wall Street bankers and standing up to Israel. That's what the Western imperialists are trying to squash in Syria, and that's what this destabilization campaign is about. That's what the Western-funded rebels are doing. And all progressive-minded people from any country, whether, you know, Africa, the United States, anywhere, should be coming to the defense of the Syrian people against this destabilization campaign.
How optimistic are you of the upcoming Geneva talks about Syria?
Well, my only hope is that the Western powers can be convinced to withdraw their support for these Syrian rebels that are destabilizing and terrorizing and harming people. Because they, look at Libya, look what happened in Libya. You know, the West was always talking about these rebels and, oh, you know, Gaddafi was so bad and the West just had to support these rebels. Look at Libya now. Is Libya any better since the U.S. bombed and destroyed that country, since NATO went in there? People are suffering. It's a state of chaos. You know, sure, the oil is coming out of the ground. Sure, Wall Street has got its way, but are the people any better? Absolutely not. Nowhere on earth have the imperialists ever made things better. They have left footprints of blood and poverty everywhere they've intervened and destroyed governments that stood in their way. So it is the duty of all progressive-minded people to stand with the people of Syria against these insurgents, which are tools of the West.
And it's interesting you mentioned, I mean, many compare Libya to what happened in Libya to what's happening now in Syria.
Well, it's a fair comparison to make. You know, the Libyan rebels were backed and supported by the CIA and the Pentagon and in France and Britain, and they were serving that end. And, you know, but the propaganda in the Western media made you think that this was just some kind of domestic uprising against a tyrant, when in reality what was going on, it was an imperialist destabilization campaign. And that's what's happening in Syria now. The money for the Syrian rebels is coming in from Turkey, it's coming in from Saudi Arabia, it's coming in from the United States, and now there's French nationals there destabilizing the Syrian state. So anyone who stands for peace, who stands for self-determination, for the right of every nation to determine its own destiny without intervention from foreigners, they should be defending the Syrian people right now. They should be siding with them against this destabilization campaign. That's all it's about. The West is trying to make this a measurement of the Assad regime or, you know, human rights. It's a lot of nonsense. This is about the West trying to recolonize and seize control of Syria, and all progressive-minded individuals who stand against imperialism and exploitation should be supporting the people of Syria in their effort to defeat these militants.
Indeed. Well, on that note, we'll have to leave it there for the time being. Many thanks to Caleb Maupin with the International Action Center from New York. As always, thanks for your time there, sir.